Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the Mountainside Grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant, share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
Blessed Joan of Aza. Considering that the religious of your order will be champions of the faith and a true light of the world, we confirm your order. With these words, His Holiness Pope Honorius III gave sanction to the Dominican Order of Friars Preachers in the city of Rome in the year of our Lord 1216.
Mother, trembling and afraid, I kneel before you. You know the great and glorious task that lies before me. You know my frailties, the misgivings of my heart, the sense of my own unworthiness. Show me how to fulfill this mission. Soothe my fears. Quiet my trembling. Steady me on my way, Holy Mother. Send me a sign, Holy Mother, that I will have the strength and the wisdom to root out sin, stamp out evil where they have taken hold. Show me, in the name of your beloved Son, what I must do. And I shall go forth and conquer. Oh, Holy Mother, Holy Mother. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, you've blessed me. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, I did not see you here next to me till you, just this moment. Brother. Brother, speak to me.
What is it you wish of me, Father?
Listen to me. You are my companion and must walk with me.
I, Father?
Do I sound mad? I'm not. You think it's strange that I should speak to a beggar this way?
People do speak to me from time to time.
I mean that I should speak to you so. Please listen to me. The Blessed Virgin sent me a vision just now. She showed me this sinful world, and I heard the awful sound of God's anger. And my soul reeled, and I felt faint, and then I saw Our Lady, all calm and smiling, and she showed me two figures, two men. And her smile seemed to say that God's anger would be appeased if these two men would work together for the salvation of the world.
It is a beautiful vision you tell me of.
One of the men was myself. I knew it immediately. But the other man I did not know till I saw you at prayer.
The other man was...
You. Yes, you. That you're a beggar is not important. Our Lady has told me that if we two stand together, no earthly power can resist us.
Wonderful vision.
My name is Dominic Guzman. I'm a Spaniard from Castile.
Oh, I've heard of you.
Oh, you have heard of me?
Oh, yes. I heard also, Father Dominic, that they wanted to raise you to the episcopate.
How did you know that?
3 different times they tried, but you refused. So I heard.
Because my work lay elsewhere.
Preaching?
Not preaching alone. Would you like to know why I am in Rome?
Yes, I would.
Pope Honorius III has confirmed my order of itinerant preachers.
Ah.
There are 16 of us now, but one day there will be more.
I'm sure of it.
The Order of the Friars Preachers. We'll follow the rule of St. Augustine.
A good rule.
But you know it?
Well, written for priests by a priest.
Well, you are a most excellent Catholic, my ragged friend.
I try to be. Father, tell me one more thing.
What can I tell you? You seem to know everything.
Tell me of your mother.
Oh, it's my mother. My mother has been dead for 26 years.
Your mother is a saint in heaven. She was acclaimed at the moment of her passing. She is the Blessed Joan of Arza.
You know that, too.
Beggars hear many things. Tell me about her. Tell me of your mother. Tell me of the Blessed Joan of Arza.
Oh, what can I tell you? Well, I was the child of her middle years. My brother Manas, he is more than 20 years older than I. He could tell you much more.
I should be grateful if you would tell me.
I'll tell you what I can remember and some of what was recounted to me. Her other children were quite grown. One, my sister, had 2 children of her own. My 2 brothers had entered the church. My mother could hardly expect, one might think she would not want another child, but she did, most ardently. And for that reason, she went to the Abbey Church of Silos.
An old woman kneels before you, Holy Mary, Mother of our Savior. An old woman with one wish in her heart. Send me a son, O Blessed Virgin. Let me one more time conceive a son. The 2 sons I have born I have given to thy church to glorify thy son's name. This one too, O holiest of women, this one also would I give over to the service of the church. Only let me be the instrument. Let me conceive him in this ancient body. Let me nourish him with my strength. Let me bring him in great pain and anguish into this world. Let me nurse him, care for him, set his tiny feet on the road he should travel, the road that leads to salvation away from sin and temptation. Let me dedicate him to the service of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Oh, Holy Mary, let me have another son.
Mother? Mother?
Oh, blessed St. Dominic, it was you. It was you.
Mother, what is it?
It was you,
you're dreaming.
St. Dominic.
You're dreaming, Mother.
Oh, St. Dominic. Oh,
Mother,
thank you.
Mother, I've been looking for you.
Oh. Oh, madness.
The garden is getting chilly. You've been out here too long.
I fell asleep. I had a dream.
Yes, I know. Come inside, Mother.
Manus. St. Dominic came to me in a dream just now. You know, I went to the Abbey Church at Silos last week. I asked the Holy Mother to intercede for me. I asked...
For what, Mother?
For a child. Another son.
Mother, you?
Don't mock your poor old mother, Manus.
But...
Another son is all I want, another son like you and Anthony, a son to give to God.
Mother, it's not possible.
It will happen. St. Dominic has told me so.
Oh, Mother, you know I believe your visions, but
he will be a shining light unto the church. The blessed saint has told me so. It will happen, Manus.
Mother, if it should happen...
It will happen. I shall have another son. And he will be baptized Dominic.
And it happened, as the saint had said. My brother Manus was a grown man and a cleric when I was born. Anthony, too, who was a canon of St. James. I saw little of my father. He was a warden of the little town of Calaruega in the province of Burgos. He worked long hours and lingered in the town when he was through to drink and fraternize with the other men. I saw him seldom.
My son, what have you done?
I didn't know, Mother. I thought it was a crow.
It's quite possible, Mother. Father was on the other side of the wall. Only his black hat could be seen from the garden.
It's true what Mother says. I thought it was a crow.
Your father's very angry.
He told me to keep the crows away from the garden. I was only doing what he told me to do.
He speaks the truth, Mother.
Well, of course he speaks the truth, Manus. My son could never speak anything but the truth.
Well, then...
I thought it was a crow.
But to throw a stone? A big stone, Dominic?
It was the first one I could find.
You struck your father's forehead. Did you know that?
He told me to keep the crows away.
His head is bleeding, and he's very, very angry.
But he told me.
Oh, now, dear, I know. You must go to your father and tell him you're sorry. And when you've done that, go to the chapel and ask God to forgive you.
Mother, dear.
And ask God to forgive your father for the injustice he did you. And to forgive all the sinners of this earth. To forgive me.
You, Mother? Not you?
Ah, yes, for the sins of my heart, for the hidden sins of the spirit, the deep secret sin of spiritual pride.
Mother!
Ask him to forgive me for the pride that I have in my beautiful young boy, my Dominic. Oh, my son, the sins of this world are infinite in number, mysterious in origin. They overwhelm us all like spring tides. We must be strong. We must take the sins of the world on ourselves and carry them as the Savior carried the cross.
But
Now. Let me tell you, Dominic, of the day you were baptized. You were a tiny baby, and I held you in my arms, and the priest said those beautiful words. I looked at your tiny face, so peaceful, so trusting. And do you know what I saw?
What?
A star. A star on your forehead.
A star?
A shining star on the forehead of my baby son. And then I remembered what St. Dominic of Silos had said a year before, that my new son would be a light unto the church. You remember, Manus, I told you in the garden what the saint had said.
I remember, Mother.
And there at the font I saw the beginning of all my hopes for you. A star shining from your forehead. Yes. Now, go to your father and repent.
Brother Manus?
Hmm?
Will you bless me?
Kneel down, Dominic. May God the Father, who created you out of nothing, bless you. May God the Son, who redeemed you with his precious blood, bless you. May God the Holy Ghost, who sanctified you, bless you. May Mary, with her holy child, bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
I learned that day that he who governs his passions can be master of the world. We must either rule them or be ruled by them. And it is better to be the hammer than the anvil. From that day, I have never stopped praying for sinners, and that was a memorable day in other ways, too, for it prepared me for the separation from my mother that was to follow soon. Very soon afterwards, I
came one day to the door of my parents' chamber, but I stopped outside, hearing angry voices.
Too much having a boy like that around the place. We're not young any longer, Joan. He gets into everything. He makes trouble.
Dominic makes no trouble.
I say he makes trouble.
He's such a good boy.
He makes trouble. We're too old.
Where would you have him go?
Oh, out of the house. Anywhere, but send him away from here.
My little son, we have had 7 years together. God has been good.
Are you crying, Mother?
Tears are one of God's graces, Dominic. God sent me tears when you were born, and tears when you were baptized. The days of our life together have been blessed many times with tears. And now this day is blessed with weeping, the day when I must send you away.
Why must you send me away?
Your mother is an old woman now.
Oh, you're not old.
Yes,
you're
not. It's true. I'm old. One day soon, God will take me to live with him if I have earned his favor.
No, no!
Dominic, have I not taught you God's goodness, his infinite mercy, his patience, his understanding? Have I failed so badly?
No, Mother.
Have
no.
I been such a bad mother?
No, no, Mother.
Well, if I have been so bad, then God will never take me to live with him.
Oh, he will.
Then you must believe me, my son, that God stands ready to forgive us our pride and our sinfulness, our love of self, that if we seek to reach his perfect love, we will find it, that prayer and contemplation will lead us to his heart.
I do believe, Mother.
Then I have not failed.
Where are you sending me, Mother?
You have an uncle. He is a priest.
But I don't know
him. He is a good man. He will enter you in the school of Palencia. He will be responsible for you.
Will you come to see me?
Oh, yes, when I can, my son. But I am an old woman, and you will have God with you all the time and forever. Prayer and penance will keep God with you always.
I never saw her again. Though she lived for 13 years after I was sent away to school. While I was still a student, I was made a canon of the Cathedral of Osna, and my brother Manas came to tell me how happy the news had made my mother.
She's not well, Dominic. She's taken to her bed the last few months. But when your letter came, she insisted on going to the chapel to thank God for this favor.
She was always so afraid she had failed her children.
Yeah. Anthony has sold everything, you know.
I didn't know.
Yes, to give to the poor. He works in a hospital now. Mother's very happy about that. And her grandchildren. They're both studying to be preaching friars.
No.
Yes, both of them.
Oh, what a marvelous thing, to be a preaching friar.
Perhaps one day you...
I don't know, Manas. I'm only 20. I want to be ordained, of course.
Of course.
I think they will take me at the cathedral once I am a priest.
They think highly of you already, that's plain.
The priests of the chapter lead a simple life, under the rule of St. Augustine. Charity, humility, poverty. A simple rule.
A good rule. Mother will be pleased when I tell her.
Yes, she will, won't she?
I think it's everything she ever wanted for you.
Still, to be a preaching friar, to carry the word.
She would approve of that, too.
Yes, she would, wouldn't she?
You know she would.
Well, the contemplative life is most fruitful, I know that. Still, we should sow the seed, not hoard it. Don't you think so?
You may be right.
What about you, Manas? What are your plans?
I'm 42 years old.
Everyone has plans of some sort.
To tell the truth, Dominic, I think I'm waiting to see what you'll do.
I?
Mm-hmm. You.
Oh, but I may never do anything except be a priest at Osna. What is there to wait for?
I don't believe that you will simply be a priest at Osna. Mother never believed it either. Remember the dog with the burning torch?
What dog? I don't remember any dog.
Surely Mother told you.
I don't think so.
Or I've forgotten.
It was a vision she had before you were born. She dreamt she carried a dog in her womb and that it broke away from her with a burning torch in its mouth. And with that torch, it set the world aflame.
That was her dream?
A dog with a flaming torch with which it set the world aflame.
Can it be, Manas?
If God wills it, little brother. She's very close to God, you know.
Oh, yes, I know.
I don't think he would have sent her such a vision unless...
It seems impossible.
I believe it, brother. Because she believes it. And you should believe it.
I don't know.
He'll reveal his will for you in time. You must wait. And I must wait.
It may be a very long time to wait.
I'm content.
Oh, Manas, what a good brother you have been to me.
We are both sons of the same mother.
Yes.
And sons of God.
Yes.
If our faith is strong, who knows?
Yes, who knows? Save God himself.
Remarkable man your brother was.
Was. Is.
Huh?
He is here in Rome with me. He's an old man now, of course. Nearly 70, but when I set out to found this new order, he left everything he was doing and came with me. Last year he was with me when Pope Innocent III gave us approval by word of mouth. And he came with me again this year for the audience with Pope Honorius.
And now Pope Honorius has confirmed the order.
The friars, preachers, yes.
How happy your mother must be in heaven.
Yes, yes. Oh, look there.
Huh?
Entering the church. That's my brother, Manas.
Oh.
You must meet him.
I thought I might find you here.
Manas!
I've been to several churches. I knew I'd find you in one of them.
I've had a vision, Manas. A vision of God's anger at the sins of the world. But Our Lady intervened and showed me two men. One of them was myself. The other I did not recognize till I saw this poor man here. I've been telling him everything. He's heard of our mother, about her saintliness. You see, her fame has spread even to beggars.
You are a beggar?
I? Yes. Yes, I am a beggar.
I told him of our mother's vision that she would have a third son. I even told him about the dream of the dog with the burning torch in his mouth.
A wonderful vision.
Mm-hmm. The friar's preacher should be like that. Strong, strong, eager dogs carrying the story of eternal life in their mouths all over the world.
Watchdogs, too.
Yes, watchdogs, too. The preacher should be the watchdogs of the Lord.
Dominicanus.
Yes. The Lord's watchdogs.
One might almost call them Dominicans. Don't you think?
You speak Latin? Dominicani.
Oh, I know some Latin.
Forgive me, I thought you were a beggar.
But I am a beggar.
But you were not always.
I was not a beggar till I gave away what I had to follow God.
Are you a priest?
No.
What's your name?
Francis.
Francis?
Where do you come from?
Assisi.
You are... Il Poverello? The poor one.
Some call me that.
But you have founded an order, too.
The Friars Minor, yes.
Oh, Brother Francis, forgive me. I did not know.
Oh, but you did know. Or why would you have embraced me so gladly when you saw me? Why would you have seen in my face the likeness of the men in your vision?
The vision, yes, the vision. Two men against the sinfulness of the world.
Two poor men.
Two orders of friars.
Tell me, Brother Francis, your preachers go throughout the world, do they not?
Oh, we have preachers at this very moment in North Africa.
North Africa? Let me tell you my idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's to send preachers to Russia and to Poland and to Scandinavia.
Thank you.
sainted mother who lives with God. Look down upon thy youngest son. Bless him. You set him on the road he is to travel. Bless him on his way.
And so it is to this day, in commemoration of this encounter, that the brethren of the two orders, Dominican and Franciscan, meet twice a year in each other's churches, on the feast days of their founders, to sing Mass and afterwards to sit at the same table, to eat that bread which for 7 centuries has never been wanting.